Es kann so sein, dass ich mich nicht mehr mit dem Sechens Menaches darf Kuf. Sogt die Mission, if the breads were arranged on the Shulchan on Shabbos and the spoons of Levoin were not placed until after Shabbos and the Levoin was then offered the next Shabbos, the breads are posel. And there will be no chiv on them for Pigel, Noiser, or Tomei associated with these breads. If the breads and the Levoin were arranged on the Shulchan on Shabbos and the Levoin was offered on the Bech the very next day, the breads become posel and there will be therefore no chiv for Pigel, Noiser, or Tomei associated with these breads. If the breads and the Levoin were arranged on the Shulchan on Sunday and the Levoin was then offered that following Shabbos, the bread will become posel. What can be done to make the breads valid? Everything should be left on the Shulchan until the second Shabbos, because if the breads remain on the Shulchan for many days, it's not problematic. Zok the Gemara Mishnah says, at the very end of the night, the Skam would say to the Kohanim, go out and see if the time for the Shechita of the Tumah has arrived. If it had arrived, the Kohen who went up to check says, Barkai, meaning it's light. Master Shmuel says, he would say, the entire sky, eastern sky, has lit up. It would then be yes, until Chevron? And he would reply, yes. This exchange was necessary because once happened, the Kohen mistook the moonlit sky for sunrise and shechted the Tumah. The Tumah was therefore possible and had to be burned. Kohen Gadol was then brought down to the mikveh. The general rule was any Kohen who went to the bathroom had to go to the mikveh before returning to the Beis HaMikdash. Any Kohen who only urinates has to only wash his hands and feet from the kiyor. Rabbi Ovin's father taught the malika of a bird carbon and taking of a koimitz from a mincha are also possible if done at night and have to be burned. In fact, it makes sense that the bird would have to be burned because the malika can't be reversed once it's done. However, why can't the koimitz be returned to the mincha and separated again after a sunrise? Why does it have to be burned? And for the Gemara, when the koimitz is placed into a klishar, it becomes kodesh. A klishar makes something in the kodesh even if it was placed there at an improper time, and therefore can no longer be returned to the rest of the mincha. Therefore, it has to be burned. In fact, Rabbi Brisa says that something which must be offered by day can only be offered or can only become kodesh by day. If so, how did the koimitz become kodesh at night? And for the Gemara, it only becomes fully kaddish at night, by day. However, even at night, it becomes enough kaddish for it to become possible. Reb Zeira asked, our mission says in the last case, if lechem upon it was placed on the shulchan at the wrong time, it does not become automatically possible. According to what we just answered, it should become kaddish and possible since the shulchan is a klisha race. And for tomorrow, a rabbi said this would seemingly refute what Rabbavin's father said, but Rabbavin's father had a brisa to support his view as well, and therefore he can't just be refuted because the mission says differently. The brisa has to hold that a klisha race only makes something kaddish so that it becomes possible when it's placed in the klishar is the night before its proper time, not in a time before that. Like in the case of Lechem Panim, was where it was placed on Sunday, which when it should have been placed there on Shabbos. But Frech Mer fine, but at least on Friday night it should become possible because it's the night before the proper time. And from what Ravina said, it's talking about where the bread was removed before Friday night arrived and replaced there Shabbos morning. Mazutra gave an answer. He said that even if it remains on Friday night, it does not become possible because once it was placed there far in advance, it has a status as if it was put there without any intention at all, in which case it does not become kadosh at all until its proper time. Zokt the Mishnah, Shtei Lechem are eaten not less than 2 days and not more than 3 days after they're baked. What does this mean? How so? Ketzad, generally they're baked on Erev Yom Tov and eaten on Yom Tov, which is the second day after being baked. If Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, they're baked on Friday and not eaten until Sunday, which is the third day after having been baked. Lechem Apanim are eaten not less than 9 days and not more than 11 days after they're baked. Ketzad, generally they're baked on Erev Shabbos and eaten on the Shabbos, the following Shabbos, which is a week later, which is the ninth day after having been baked. If Yom Tov falls out on that Friday, then they're baked on Thursday, meaning that they're eaten on the 10th day after having been baked. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday and Friday, they'd be baked on Wednesday, meaning that it would not be eaten until the 11th day after having been baked. This is because their baking does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rav Shimon Gamliel, name Rav Shimon ben Haskan, said the baking does override Yom Tov, but does not override Yom Kippur. Zok Demar Ravina said, according to the view that voluntary kabbalas may not be brought on Yom Tov, they may not be brought even their rice. It's not just the Derabbanan Dikar thing. In fact, we find that the obligatory Shtei Alechem may not be baked on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which would mean that there's deraisa because there'd be no reason for the Rabbanan to be geyser against their baking. Hadalach Perek Shtei Halechem. Perek HaMenachas V'Hanesachim, Perek Shneim Osar. Zok the Hedig Mishnah B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Menachas and Nesachim that became Tomei before becoming Kaddish in a Klisharis may be redeemed. Once they have become Kaddish in a Keli, they may no longer be redeemed. Bird Karbonis, Wood for the Mizbech, Levoina, and Klei Sharis that became Tomei may not be redeemed because the concept of redemption only applies to animals. Zok the Gemara Shmuel said, the Menachas and Nesachim can be redeemed even if they are Tar. The reason is that until they become Kaddish in a Klisharis, they only have monetary Kedusha, and monetary Kedusha is subject to redemption. In fact, the Mishnah said they can be redeemed when they become Tameh. It's mashma only when they become Tameh. And in truth, they can be redeemed even if they're not Tameh. However, since the next part of the Mishnah that says that if they became Kaddish and a Klisharis, they may not be redeemed, then that's true even if they become Tameh. The Mishnah in the beginning also discusses the case where they became Tameh. In fact, the Pshita, the Menachas and the Sochem that became Kaddish and a Klisharis can't be redeemed. They have Kedushas Aguf and certainly can't be redeemed. What's the Chiddush? We would have thought to say, since a Baal Mum is referred to as Tameh, something that is Tameh should also be treated as a Baal Mum, which although it has Kedushas Aguf is redeemed, and therefore, something which with Kedushas HaGuf that became Tameh should also be redeemed. Mishnah therefore teaches that when a Baal Mum is called Tomei, it's not with regard to a Tomei Korban that was made Kaddish in a Kli Shares, because something that was made Kaddish in a Kli Shares can never be redeemed. A Braisa, Darshan Sukkim, which teach that the Tomei animal referred to in a Pasuk is actually an animal that is a Baal Mum.